Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so happy to have you here. I am your host, Natasha, a licensed professional therapist, talking all things pleasure, self-care, and rest for the high-achieving Black woman. So if you are new here, welcome. I appreciate you being here. And if you're an OG, thank you so much for returning. I have gems for you always. Not today's episode. Today's episode is for the woman who can put a finger down for the following. She has a bookshelf full of self-help books. Her notes app is overflowing with insights, and she can pinpoint exactly what she needs to be doing differently. But if she's honest, nothing is changing. Despite all of those great things, nothing is changing. Even though everyone around her sees her as self-aware, growth-oriented, always working on herself, nothing has changed. Now, if you've ever felt like you've been performing transformation instead of living it, then this episode is going to be great for you. Now, before we dive in, before we get into the juiciness of this and where it came from, make sure that you leave a 5-star rating right now and drop a comment about what stands out for you, because it's going to help other women find this message. And it's necessary that they find this message. And don't forget to grab your free 7-day self-care reset at javerywellness.com/reset. It's in the show notes. Thank you. Now let's normalize this before you think that there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing. It's very often to see this impersonation of development in high-achieving women. And honestly, sitting in myself right now, I've experienced it too, which is why I want to talk about it. This episode came from me being a consumerist and not really doing anything with it. Now, the patterns may look like consuming all the content. So you're listening to all the podcast episodes, you're reading all the books, you're buying all the courses, you're following all the thought leaders on YouTube and on TikTok and on Instagram, and you're getting all of their nuggets. You have all of these beautiful insights. So I have notes over here. I have journals over here. And you can articulate with probably some clinical verbiage what's going on with you. You know exactly what needs to change. You know exactly who needs to not be in your life anymore. You know it. But between knowing and doing, you get stuck. This becomes a problem because then you have a pattern of masquerading like you're growing. This is why I say the representative. The representative is just, oh yeah, and I read this book and I did this and that, and I recognize this about myself. So you pretend to be growing and you're learning. You are. You're learning, you're gaining awareness, you're investing in the development, sometimes high investments. So what is the problem? The problem is, we're used to, and this is coming from an A student. When I got in high school, baby, I did not play. I wanted the A's. I wanted the high honors. I wanted to be rewarded. This is common for people that are rewarded for being good students, being quick learners, being insightful analyzers, especially for Black women who we had to be twice as prepared, twice as knowledgeable just to be seen as competent, to our neighbor who may not even be half as competent as us. And this makes learning feel productive. It makes us feel like gathering information is progress. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with learning. There's nothing wrong with gaining the information. The nervous system is doing what it's trained to do. But staying in the learning zone is playing it safe. You don't have to be vulnerable when you're learning. The vulnerability comes with changing. Again, I'm going to tell you, as you listen to this episode, understand that you are not the only one going through this. This is This is where I come from, this place too. But something has to change. Being the person with all the answers is safer than the person figuring it out. I'm going to say this again. Being the person with all the answers was safer than being the person figuring it out. It's easy for knowledge to become this armor that we put around us because insight, it has become our currency. Understanding has become how we control our world. I can hold any conversation. I can spit out this wonderful rhetoric of what's going on and what I need to be doing and all the things that I've learned. I can name the pattern. I can explain the psychology. I can reference the research. Girl, I read this book and you should read this chapter and watch this video. It makes you feel competent. It makes you feel capable and it makes you feel put together. But when in the messy middle, where's the implementing? Where's the stumbling through new boundaries? Where's the fumbling through difficult conversations, sitting with discomfort of change? Where is that in it? That's where you become vulnerable. That's where you begin to feel uncertain and exposed, where you're not able to spout out things. When somebody asks you a question about something that you've learned based off of your experience, not what you've read, and you struggle because you don't know. And it's all based off of protection. It keeps you from looking like you don't know what you're doing, despite the fact that everything that you do know, you started as a beginner somewhere. When I'm at work and I'm talking to these students and they are highly afraid of trying something new because they don't want to look like they don't know what they're doing, or they try something new for the first time and they don't get it immediately the first time and they quit, there is a struggle with being a beginner for high-achieving Black women. So then we lean into performing transformation. We talk about it. We're understanding it. We're appearing to work on it. That feels safer than this awkwardness of changing in front of people and looking like we don't have it all together.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there, but here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
Part of you believes if you just learn enough, if you just understand deeply enough, if you gather all the frameworks, then you'll be ready. Then the middle won't be messy. You won't risk failing or looking foolish. When the reality is, ain't nobody paying that much attention to us. And if they are, that's a problem. This also protects you from accountability. As long as you stay in that learning phase, that consuming phase, that researching phase, you haven't actually committed to changing anything. So no one can say anything to you. No one can say you failed. No one can say, oh, you didn't change. You're this, you're that. No one can say that because you're taking in all the information. You're taking all. And I'm the type of therapist. You come in here with all that, telling me what it is. I'm self-aware. I'm this, that, and the other. And I'm going to tell you, that's great. What are we going to do with it? There's so many times where I have told my students, I've told my clients in private practice, I've even told my clinicians, okay, that's great. You have a lot of information. You've learned a lot. When are you going to implement it? When are you going to put some action between it? And that's one of the things that I homework. No, there is no more consuming for 2 weeks until we see each other again. Go do something. Go do something and bring me back the information that we can actually talk about. Because at some point we get talked out. You're not doing anything. And this is going to cost you long term if you haven't already seen it costing you. It could get in between who you are and who you have the capability of becoming. That distance gets further and further and further away from you. It keeps you from knowing more and exploring and being curious about yourself. You're living less and less authenticity. So not only are you not living, but you're also not being authentic. You're able to describe the patterns with therapeutic precision, right? Like, you know the therapy, you know the jargon, you read the books, you read the CBT books, you know about solution focus. Like, you could come in here and tell me what it is that I'm doing, but you're trapped in them because you're not doing any action. It becomes a problem long term when your performance of growth starts to feel empty. Like, there is no substance there. It feels hollow. Then you get tired of your own insights and you become bored with doing the same thing over and over again. And you get exhausted by the fact that I'm really not doing anything. I'm really not doing anything. And in the long term, it creates shame because you know better. You know better. You've read the book. You've listened to the podcast. You've been in therapy for probably 3 to 5 years. So then you start asking yourself, why am I not different yet? What's wrong with me that I can't just do the things that I've learned? I can't do the things that I know that I need to do. I understand. So, story time. When I first started my business 4 months, I bought the coaching workshops. I got the freebies. I listened to the podcast. I went from masterclass to masterclass to coaching. I was consuming coaching content. I was learning how to be a business owner, how to make $1 million, how to build a practice, how to market services, how to position myself, how to understand my message. A lot. It was a lot of information. I'm talking about, to this day, I still have courses and programs and strategy session calls and things in my Google Docs, which I need to go clean out. And I can tell you about the things. I can tell you about what it needs to look like. I can tell you about the marketing. I can tell you about conversion strategies, content systems. I can tell you the 111 content systems and strategies that I've created in the marketing. And I just kept creating it over and over and over again. And at some point, I had to get honest with myself. I was performing the role of someone building instead of actually building it. In 1 week, I'll say 2 weeks. I had a 2 week threshold of creating a system, trying it for 2 weeks. And I don't know if it was because I was bored or if it was because it wasn't working. I would go and watch another video and do it again and redo without even finishing the first strategy that I did. I was creating another strategy, or I would watch this video about how I needed to create my email marketing. And then I would watch another video, and then I would watch another video, and then I would go to AI and ask them what I should do and maybe follow that strategy for 2 weeks. And then again, either I was bored or it wasn't working and I would do something else. For me, the learning felt like I was doing something. Cause I'm like, I know the ins and outs of being a business owner. I felt productive, but there was a lack of implementation. It was a lack of implementation for a very long time, I hate to admit. But then I had to make a decision. There was a point in time when I realized all the things that these coaches told me that I should have had, I do not have. And I had people in my corner saying, Natasha, just do this one thing. Just do this thing for a minute, get the information out of it, tweak it, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. So I paused everything. I paused all coaching programs. I stopped listening to business podcasts and YouTube videos and reading the books, as terrifying as it was the right thing that I needed to do. I stepped out of being a student and into implementing. And not because the things weren't valuable, they were very valuable, but it was because I was safe hiding from the discomfort of actually doing the work. I already know enough. I don't need another strategy. I need to implement the strategies, the multiple strategies that I already have. I don't need more insights about my patterns. I need to actually start changing my patterns. And it's scary because, one, it's new. And there's nowhere to hide the fact that sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. And now I have to be accountable to myself. Now I have a team. I have to be accountable to my team. Now, if I do all of this and nothing changes, it's not because I don't know enough. It's because I chose not to act. This is something that I tell you all the time. If you're listening to this information, you're not going to leave here and not hear it again. Your life is forever changed because you hear the information. What you choose to do with it, that's solely up to you. But now it becomes a choice because you're aware. What I found in all of this is I don't like this boring space of doing one thing for the next year, right? Or a year is dramatic, but doing the same thing for 90 days and just watching it and tweaking it. I don't get a dopamine hit from doing the same tweaking of a page every 30 days, one thing to see if it's going to make a difference. So I found other ways to get dopamine hits, which is where your hobbies come in, which is where having time to rest and have fun comes in. But I want you to reflect on some things, some questions that I want you to sit with. Where in your life are you performing transformation instead of living it? What topics do you consume a lot of content about, but haven't actually implemented anything from? Think about all those videos that you've saved on TikTok or all those things that you've saved on Instagram or Facebook. Do you need to start going through those? I am definitely guilty of that. I need to go through them and either implement or delete. Where do you have the most knowledge but the least change? And what would become possible if you stopped learning and started doing? Again, I'm not saying that learning is bad or consuming content isn't valuable. It's very valuable. And we have in this day and age access to so much good information, so much goodness from people that any other way we wouldn't have had access to them because maybe they were out of our price range. So it's not that. The awareness is necessary. It's absolutely necessary. You can't change what it is that you can't see. You don't know what you don't know. But this awareness without implementation, it's just intellectual entertainment. It's just something fun for your brain. And at some point, your question has to shift from what do I need to know to what am I willing to do? Now, because I know you're a high achiever and because I know that you are a perfectionist, I know that you're going to try to go and do a whole bunch of things at one time. And I want to hold your hand for you not to do that. We're not going to do 100 things at one time. We're going to choose one insight, one thing that you've had in the last month, and identify the smallest possible action. Make it easy. I don't want you to think about it anymore. I don't want you to research it anymore. I don't want you to find another strategy. One small action that moves from understanding to embodiment. Then, this is where it gets crazy, y'all. Go do it. Even if it's messy, even if it's not perfect, because it's not supposed to be, and even if you feel like a beginner. Because then the gap between knowing and growing, that's where your transformation lives. That's where the growth is going to happen. Now, understand that this episode and podcasts like this fall into the criteria of learning and taking in information, and it can help you understand what is happening. It can help you see the patterns. You can recognize where everything is coming from, and it makes sense to you. But understanding why you perform transformation versus living it is very different from actually shifting the pattern. Okay, it's very different. Navigating vulnerability that comes up when moving from knowing to doing can be hard. It can be scary. It can fluff up some things. So when you come to therapy, we help you with understanding that and navigating that when it becomes hard or when you don't want to do it. It helps create accountability that feels supportive rather than someone is shaming you. Therapy helps you work those underlying beliefs that have you stuck in the learning phase because this came from somewhere and it's not going to go away just because you wanted to, because if it did, you would have done it already. And therapy allows a safe container for you to practice uncomfortable things in that messy middle, that place of being a beginner and trying something new without feeling judged. So understand you don't have to do this alone. You can if you want to, but trying to bridge the gap, this implementation gap without support is exactly what has kept some people exactly where they are, probably you in the learning loop. So if you've realized that you're tired of understanding patterns without changing them, our clinicians at Javery Integrative Wellness Services work with women like you every single day. A high-achieving woman ready to move from insight to implementation. And you'd start by filling out your intake form at javerywellness.com/get-started. And there's no pressure or no urgency. It's just the clear next step if it's something that you're ready to do. And if you want to take a small action step, then you can go ahead and download our free 7-day self-care reset at javerywellness.com/reset. You'll also get our newsletter where we share tools like you're getting from here every single day so that you're moving from knowing the thing to growing. And last but not least, if this episode did anything for you, if it resonated to any part of your life, please leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Drop a comment about what stood out to you, what is in your learning loop, the safety in knowing, or anything that you want to share about this episode. I would appreciate it. Your comment is what's going to help me know what's landing and help other women find this as they need it, okay? Thank you so much for being here listening to this episode. I want you to remember that you already know enough. You're smart, girl. You're smart. You already know enough. The work is now in implementing, not the information. You deserve to live the transformation you keep learning about. So let's get out there and do it. I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.